Hello, and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. Boy, it is August 5th, 2020. I'm so excited to be bringing you this podcast. Today's show, I want to talk to you. I want to get kind of personal and tell you about something that's going on or that went on with me. I finally tackled today, and I titled this piece, "What Are You Afraid Of?" You know, it doesn't matter where we are in our business, we're all afraid of something. And, you know, whether that fear is founded upon solid ground or it's just a fear of taking a leap on something we haven't done before, you know, it still can, you know, stop us dead in tracks. So I want to talk about that today, about something that I have finally accomplished. You might laugh at me, but that's okay. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so thank you guys and gals for tuning in to episode, 173 episodes. Really quite incredible. I'm so excited. We're getting so close to episode 200. So it's just an honor and a blessing to keep bringing you this podcast. So anyways, like I said, I titled the piece, "What Are You Afraid Of?" And I want to tell you something very shocking. And you might find this shocking, and then I'm sure you'll giggle about it because it is quite funny to myself. But I've been in business doing voiceovers for, it's been about 3.5 years now. And, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you know my story. And all of that time, I have never, are you ready for this? I have never had or promoted an IVR or phone messaging gig in any form. I've never had a IVR or phone message demo or anything. I just never have had one. I'm telling the truth. And the funny thing is, I've done demos because, you know, Andrew and I, we do demos for clients and things like that, for other voiceover actors. I've directed voiceover demo. I mean, like IVR and phone messaging demos and stuff before for other people who've been quite successful with them. But I've never done one myself for whatever reason. I've never done it. And you know, I've always wanted to. It's always been one of those things where it's like, oh, hey, you know, I need to get that done. I need to do that. You know, we all might have those things, right? We all got those things where it's like, oh, well, we got to get that. We know we should do this. We know we should do that. And, you know, either something comes up or we procrastinate because, you know, we don't have maybe all the answers or we're not quite sure how we want to do it. So instead of kind of fumbling our way through just to make sure we get something going, you know, we just kind of put it to the side. So for me, I just wanted to tell you about today. That's basically what I did. I finally said, you know what? I'm going to put together my phone messaging gig, my voicemail greeting gig, a demo, if you will, sample reads, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to start promoting it. So basically, some other things happened that kind of pushed me over the edge here. So first off, I have started, this is the second month. There's another announcement to you. I've started an email campaign where I'm sending about 600 emails out a month and getting really amazing responses from it yet. I haven't launched, or, you know, I'm talking to you about it now, but I'm not giving you any details yet because I don't want to give, you know me, I don't like giving details or endorsing some sort of method or doing something that, or saying something until I feel that I have proven it to be successful. So, you know, I'm still in that phase of proving success. But anyways, so the bringing that story all the way around, the reason why I kind of pushed myself to do this was because I wanted to satisfy some responses I was getting from emails where people were asking me about IVR greeting, or, you know, my IVR demos and my rates for phone messaging and IVRs and things like that. And, you know, I realizing, you know, I don't have those. I don't even have it. I can't even send it back to people. And now listen, it's funny. Again, this is funny because I talk about voice messaging. I help people create theirs. So, you know, I know how to do it. I've been doing it. I know there's different takes on it. You know, some people like to have a full production demo with voicemails. I've seen voicemail greetings. I've seen some very successful voicemail greeting demos that have no music behind it, just the voice. So, I mean, you know, it's not a great big challenge for me to do it, but for whatever reason, I haven't done it. And, you know, I think this can be representative of things that we all in our business just have, things that we know should be done. We know it would help our business, but for whatever reason, whether it's timing, whether it's, you know, procrastination, whether it's fear of not getting it, you know, not being able to get it done right, we just don't do it. I think for myself, when, you know, all this time that I haven't done it, you know, I guess I really kind of felt, well, one, I felt like, you know, hey, I mean, if someone wanted to, this is how I justified not doing it. If someone wanted to find me, you know, and wanted me to do an IVR or something like that, they could just go through my regular offerings, right? I don't need to promote it separately or have something separate, which of course, you know, as I'm talking to you right now, I know that's just dumb, right? Just to justify that in my brain that way. And then another thing, you know, I could say to, you know, say to myself is, you know, why didn't I do this earlier? Was probably, you know, well, you know, what am I actually gonna, you know, what am I gonna do? I feel pressure. I need to have something really good, you know, and, you know, and not only that, but, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm being successful, so I don't want to fail at it. I mean, you know, it's fun, and it doesn't matter what level any of us are at. We all feel these things. And I think, you know, I felt these things, and it was easier for me to just put it, which is so silly in one aspect, right? If you're outside looking in, and even if I step back and take a 20,000 foot view, it's silly to me too. I could do everything. What's holding me back, or what was holding me back? And I honestly do believe that it's one of those situations where the moments that it meant something like to complete it, I procrastinated. And then from then on, right, there was too many other things that kept coming up, and there was too many things that I could be doing that stopped me from just even either thinking about it, setting aside time to do it, you know, all of those things. And I maybe you can relate to that. Maybe you can relate to that. And by the way, this is, you know, this is about facing the things that we fear. Now, these things that we fear, we don't tell people. You know, I don't go, this is the first time I've told people this. Which is funny because, you know, I put out so much content. I've been putting, now, if you just listen to my podcast and not listen to anything else I do, you know, I've been putting out a podcast a week or so, but I put out video content all the time, you know, daily. I put out, you know, different types of small pieces of content all the time. And, you know, just doing a lot of different content. And, you know, it's funny to think that, you know, why would I fear doing something like this? But I did. I was worried about not being successful at it. And what happened was, is that this weight just built on top of the, you know, every single time I procrastinated or didn't do it, another weight was put on my shoulders. Another weight was put on my shoulders. Another weight was put on my shoulders. You might be going through something similar, like learning your DAW, you know, figuring out your website, you know, trying to get your profiles done correctly. Okay. Like all of these things, and that's just three things I just listed, but they all can add up. Like, for example, I know on a VO's Journey website, if you've been to the website, it's a really great website, but it needs, I mean, I feel like it needs some updating. You know what I mean? It needs a section where you can click on if you're new. It needs a section where you can click on if you're advanced so that we can streamline the experience so that you don't have to fumble through everything trying to find stuff. Right. I mean, that's just that's not a good use of people's time. And honestly speaking, if I was somebody, you know, I could get tired after a while trying to figure out, you know, where to go. I mean, it's not poorly done. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great, but I think it can be better. And of course, we all feel that way about our businesses and things. You know, like maybe you're, for example, maybe it's a different demo for you. Maybe your commercial demo, you know, it needs to be better. You know, you need to change things, but you're worried about jumping in or diving down that rabbit hole because it could possibly turn into a nightmare and tons of time. And on top of it, what if you screw up something or, you know, you're left in limbo? I mean, you know, that can really cause anxiety. It can cause all sorts of problems. So, you know, these are the things that we go through. These are the things that stop us from moving forward. This is the fear that paralyzes us. And I know for me, it's just as dangerous to me now as it was when I first started. And ironically enough, when I first started, you know, I didn't have anything to lose. So I was kind of like, you know, whatever, screw it. I'm just going to go for it. Woohoo! You know what I mean? And now I kind of feel like, well, you know, I really got to do things right. They've got to be perfect. This is the trap. This is the fear trap that we all can be, you know, just caught in. Don't get caught in that. You know, don't get caught in it like I have. You know, I think about all of the time that I could have had an offering out there. And, you know, phone messaging is a fantastic part of voiceover to make extra money at. I mean, let's be honest, we're not changing the world with voice messaging, but at the same time, it is a wonderful part of voiceover that allows us to help out people, help out companies, and be paid a nice wage for, right? So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to have. And in all fairness, it's not that difficult to do. But yet, I still feared putting something together. And I can't for the life of me tell you why, but I wanted to do this podcast today about this because I feel like if it's something as simple to me as, you know, putting forward recording, you know, putting out, you know, making copy, because I make the copy, you know, for my recordings and doing it and then putting like a gig together or putting a demo together, being able to send it to people, uploading it to different platforms. Like as soon as I got my demo finished today, you know, I uploaded it to all the different platforms that I have because I've never had a voicemail or a voice message demo available. And it blows my mind what fear can lead to procrastination, and procrastination can lead to, you know, no movement whatsoever, and in many aspects, just plain failure because of lack of action. And that's what I want to relate to you. And hopefully, like I say, you can learn from my mistakes. If there is something that you are putting off, if there is something that you know you should be doing, and it's stopping you from doing other things because you know you have to do that thing first, but you're not doing it for whatever reason, because you're worried, you're afraid, you're procrastinating because you don't know what to do, you're worried about making a decision. A lot of times with me, it's about making decisions that I don't have the answers for, so I've got to just make a decision and hope for the best. You know, that's the thing. That's another thing that people don't talk about. What do you do when you don't have the answer? I mean, we don't have the answer for a lot of things. Experience helps us navigate, right? Those experiences have built those neurons that are bridged together in our brains that make the connections that allow us to, you know, navigate situations that are confusing or maybe new. But that's why they're scary. That's why it's scary when things are new, because we don't have any way of tying it to something we know. And when we don't know something, the fear of the unknown comes crashing in. And that's scary, right? Because, you know, we could fail. We could lose. Everything could come crashing down. Now, if we take a step back, we would see that that's not the case, but that's how we feel. So it's a powerful thing to overcome. And as simple as, you know, it's funny, out of all of that, it's what's interesting to me, and I remember this, you all, I remember this like it was yesterday when I was afraid to take, you know, steps forward on different things in my life. You know, I was afraid to do this, I was afraid to do that, just because I was worried that I would fail. I was worried that I wouldn't be successful, and I was tired of failing. You know, this is before I started my voiceover business. I was tired of failing at things. You know, it was very, very angering. And, you know, it wasn't until when I started this voiceover business, there was a part of me that wasn't just about doing voiceovers. You know what I mean? It was also, there was the also part of me that was just sick and tired of failing and quitting out of fear. I was so tired of it. It came to a boiling point where I couldn't accept it anymore. And the only thing I knew how to do to beat it was just to continue to forge ahead, stumble forward, fall forward without stopping. I love that analogy, fall forward. If you're going to fall and hurt yourself, for goodness sake, fall forward. Don't fall backwards. Don't fall right where you are. Fall forward. Because then when you pick yourself up, you're going to have moved forward. It might be painful as hell, but you're making progress. And I know for me, that was the biggest thing. And with this simple this simple thing today with making an IVR demo, which again, I laugh at myself at the same time I'm crying inside, but I'm going to laugh out loud because the truth of the matter is that I should never have waited this long. How much money, how much progress in my business have I left on the table by not doing this simple thing when, you know, I could have many, many, many times before? I don't know other than the things that I've told you about fearing the fact that it wouldn't be perfect. And I know, and the first thing I would tell someone else is it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be, you know, winning you awards. You've got to get it out there, do the best that you can, and then keep learning and do it again and do the best you can for the next one. Keep learning and then do the best you can for the next one. I mean, that's all we can do. Oh, boy, crazy times. I hope my silliness, my fear of doing a simple thing like creating a new type of demo that I've never created before for myself, but you have done for other people, can cause me fear, then don't you dare be upset with yourself or let, you know, the fear you're having of doing something stop you. You are amazing. You can do it. And if you fall, know that we all are going to fall. If you fall, for goodness sake, fall forward. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, I wish you the best week and talk to you soon. Peace.